Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, the United States, I don't think I need to tell you, has long been a destination for those seeking what they hope would be better opportunities. But a new visa proposal from President Trump is set to change the landscape of migration. The so-called Trump Gold Card would allow wealthy individuals to secure a U.S. visa in exchange for something like $5 million. And that would give a pathway to citizenship, in other words, a green card. Supporters argue that the move will attract global investors and could boost the American economy. Critics claim, though, it's a blatant cash for passport scheme that prioritizes the rich over skilled migrants. So how does this proposal compare to existing U.S. visa programs? And I'm wondering what the broader economic and political implications are. I'm going to discuss that with the MD of Henley and Partners, Lisa Chepek. Lisa, this visa program, then, many people are saying it effectively puts American citizenship up for sale. What's your view?
This is Henley and Partners specializes in residence and citizenship by investment. And this industry is constantly under scrutiny of some sort with regards to so-called selling of passports. However, you know, the governments do have very strict due diligence processes that they adhere to when vetting investors into their programs. So it really comes under scrutiny often because, you know, real estate is often the vehicle for investment, and real estate prices are said to be inflated as a result of investors able to purchase property. But this isn't really the truth. There's a lot of other reasons for property prices going up. But it is. I mean, Jeremy, this industry is under scrutiny all the time. But it really is. There is a solid way for investors to access a second residence or citizenship, have global mobility. And the world is becoming a smaller place, you know, and this global mobility is, you know, paramount for wealthy individuals.
A smaller place indeed, but maybe also a signal towards a shift regarding a more transactional approach to immigration.
Yes. I mean, look, this industry has been around for over 25, almost 30 years. So it has been an option for decades, so to speak. And, you know, it just helps those individuals who are born into a nationality that, you know, restricts them. It just gives them options.
The argument against it is the exclusionary aspect of the offer. It would have a negative impact, surely, on middle-class immigrants who simply can't afford a price tag of something in the region of $5 million US dollars.
Correct. I mean, these programs, Jeremy, are for wealthy, high-net-worth individuals. That is and does exclude, you know, those who can't afford it, 100% right.
It could also disproportionately, say some critics, attract foreign oligarchs and even politically exposed persons to the program. Again, it's not without its risks.
So, I mean, Henley & Partners, for example, does very strict onboarding processes before we take on any client. The politically exposed persons are not able to be onboarded by us, for example. There are companies out there, I believe, that may do so, but Henley & Partners will not take on politically exposed persons, and we have very, very strict onboarding, due diligence, background checks before taking on any investor into any program. We do turn applicants down often.
It's also important, I would imagine, that beyond that initial due diligence, safeguards are also in place to ensure that investors actually contribute to the economy rather than just, in the United States' case, securing a green card or citizenship of any other country.
Absolutely. I mean, the bottom line for all of these investment migration programs is inward investment for the country that's hosting the program. So, you know, it really is a good way for countries to generate inward investment from high net worth, vetted, clean individuals. You know, they all have to go through background checks, strict due diligence to be able to partake. And then their investment is into the economy. It's into various vehicles. So it depends on the program. It could be real estate. It could be government bonds. They all differ. But absolutely, the aim is to generate inward investment for the host country.
What do you make of that $5 million price tag? Is citizenship worth that price, do you think?
Jeremy, we see it all the time, what clients are actually willing to pay for a second citizenship. And yes, it's the $5 million price tag for this proposed Trump gold visa is in line with the rest of the world. I mean, Singapore, for example, has a residency program with a price tag of 10 million Singapore dollars. New Zealand, also a residency program for 10 million New Zealand dollars. Malta sits around a million euros for their citizenship program. So yes, it's very much up there in the realms of the expensive side of the program, but it's not unreasonable.
I'm going to leave it there with my thanks. Lisa Chepek, thank you indeed. MD of Henley & Partners, I appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.